Troy, it's been a while since we've talked, and I guess we'll kick off with who's your mob and where you're from.
Yeah, well, my mob is Bundjalung Goombanga people from the north coast and mid-north coast of New South Wales, and that's my grandmother and grandfather's country, north and south of the Clarence River, and beautiful part of the world.
Lovely, lovely. So, Troy, Tony's joined us now. The last time we spoke on air at RTRFM, Nick was with us, and I think you made the comment, isn't it amazing to have two elders the other side of the country talking to you on the other side of the country?
It really is.
Yeah, well, Tony's not as old as myself. In fact, I turned 70 this week, Troy.
Wow, God, you still sound so sharp, too. No, that looks or sound deceived.
No, it's been a difficult week, been a difficult time. And in fact, I should send you the link to our documentary. I don't know whether you've heard of it. It's called Genocide in the Wildflower State.
No, I haven't heard of it, but I'd love to see it.
Oh, man, it's really turning heads. We've had about 50 screenings where myself and Tony, who are executive producers, sit in and watch it yet again and then have a panel discussion. And we've taken it to Canberra, Parliament House. We've taken it to Perth, Parliament House. It's a campaign for compensation for our mob in WA. But it's brutal.
It's really brutal. It's because, to me, when I did studies at school, nothing was ever spoken about that was a lot of truth-telling.
Yeah.
And I feel that now, with what's actually being brought to the forefront as well, it's really important now, and we've been making a point of putting a fair bit of our truth-telling in our actual show as well, our live show.
Wow, yes.
The reactions we're getting, and you'll be getting the same reactions to this beautiful documentary, is the fact that people just don't know.
Yeah, the old Dutton trick, if you don't know, vote no. That was really damaging.
Very damaging, yeah.
I guess, to kick off, how much time have we got with you?
Well, we've got 15 minutes before the next one comes in, so...
Oh, okay.
So we've got time now to have a yarn, but I just want to say the last time we spoke, I was actually on my mum's veranda.
That's
and
right.
Running from there.
Yep.
And it was a very, very heavy time. But I must say the making of this record in that actual house of mum's was a huge part of my healing. And obviously the hug I got from you at the airport was another huge part of my just softening the blow on my way back home, you know?
Well, yes, very emotional. I just didn't quite know how to deal with that. But I'm glad I was there for you, brother.
You just were put there in the right place at the right time for someone that was just broken. And I must just say, I just appreciate it, Jim. I really do. Not often you get to just hug a stranger in an airport and they just get it.
Yeah.
And I was very, very blown away by that, actually.
Good on you. Troy, what's the significance of this tour between the fires? What does it mean to you? I mean, I've seen some of the media, some of the social media. What does it actually mean for you, Troy Cassidaly?
Well, this album and the tour is, to me, the main theme is healing, because it took me a long while to get over the loss of my mother, and it's the record, I think, the music and the tour has really, really helped lift me and give me, I think, a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. So I really do get people to come along and take everything that I try and offer at this show. It's all about trying to move forward, finding light in days when there's nothing but darkness and stuff as well. And I think that's part of the whole theme, really, for me, is the fact that you've got to be able to heal and walk forward, you know?
That's for sure, for sure. So it's been a trying time. I saw the technicians, the people that work with you in recording that album, and Tony will chip in any time, but it's about the lows and the highs in your life. And yes, we understand grief and loss. The First Nation people of this country really understand grief and loss and the sorry business we're constantly experiencing. So thank you for sharing that with us. So there's obviously some meaningful songs in there that we will get to play and hear. And I understand you played sung one at the rugby grand final.
Yeah. And when I got a chance to be a part of that, they said, we're doing an in memoriam, and can we use your song? Because someone had heard it and said we'd really like to use it. And it's called Some Days. And it means that some days are actually okay and some days aren't so okay. And every now and then, I think, Jim, you've got to allow yourself to have a bad day if things are getting on top of you. And just accept it. And I think it helps you a lot if you don't fight it, you know. And we had a lot of early grief in our family, losing grandparents really early and stuff like that. So I think, you know, we aren't strangers to sorry business.
No.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, being able to try and write your way out of it as an artist or a musician is something that I've never really tried to do before. But this album is a very, very deep dive. And a lot of people who've listened to it, I think, have taken a little bit of their own story and added it to what they hear in this record.
Wow.
And it's so true, Troy. I had the privilege of watching the NRL Grand Final. And when you came on stage, myself and my family, we sat down and we watched it, and just inspired by, you know, your wisdom, but also, you know, your resilience to get up again and continue to take centre stage and do what you do best, because I think that's what our old people would always want, you know, and that's one of the messages I share with family and community is, you know, we've got to continue to keep the fire burning for our old people as well. And, you know, watching you on the weekend at the NRL Grand Final, that was really inspiring for me as well, and made me take a moment just to reflect as that song was being sang, even though it was reflecting on those that have retired from the game.
Yeah, and it's also a reflection, I think, of all of our lives too. And there was a time when I was going to record the thing the other day, Jim, where they said, oh, we prefer if Troy doesn't wear a hat, you know. And I got this old hat that used to be my uncle's that I've been wearing around for the last few years and just keeps him a little bit of his memory with me. And I said, well, if I can't wear uncle's hat, then I probably might not do it, you know. And I said, I'm sure you fellas can light it up okay.
yeah, so true.
And, you know, I don't normally push stuff like that, but it's a special old hat. And it was given to me many, many years ago. And as I wear it around, I feel like the old people are walking with me. And also, I think what this show is about inclusion. It's trying to bring people together in a divided nation at times. And my goal too is when I sing for everyone, I'm trying to make sure everyone is feeling like they're a part of this whole thing together. And bringing black and white together has been a thing that I've tried to do very, very early in my career. And Sony said, you know, what's your first single you want to release? I said, I'd like to release Dream Out Loud.
Right.
Because I thought Dream Out Loud really spoke about my take on life and equality. And I never knew much about equality until my grandparents talked about it when I was a little fella.
Whoa. Dream Out Loud is obviously your first one. We might go to that song and then come back and have another yarn. Thank you for appearing on the show, Dream Out Loud, your first recording. How long does that go back? What year was that you recorded that?
I've got a feeling that went back to around about 1996. And I just signed a Sony, and I had an album out called Beyond the Dancing. And Beyond the Dancing, the title track, was about my uncle who died. When he got out of jail, he took his own life. And like I say, it started, my career really started with that record and that song. And Dream Out Loud was a song that was very important to me. And when Sony asked me what I wanted to release, I thought, well, we need to bring people together. We don't want to divide. We need to heal and walk forward in the right direction. So that was the starting block for me. And so many people, like, if I don't play it in towns, Jim, sometimes you might not get out alive.
Well, you got to laugh. I mean, people ask, who's Troy Cassidaly? When you say, oh, that was his song, Dream Out Loud, well, everyone knows that. So you are remembered by Dream Out Loud. What a wonderful song. So you've gone from that, you know, all those years ago, 95, and I thought it was longer than that, but how many golden guitars have you won? How many awards have you won? The list goes on and on and on. So you go from Dream Out Loud and currently touring Between the Fires. What's your main song off that album? I think you've probably already said it, but are there others? Because we want to play them, of course.
Oh, look, there are many. There's one that I discovered, the story of an old fella called Windradyne, who was an old man that was he was one of those warriors, I suppose, from around the Bathurst area, Wiradjuri country. And when I discovered his story, no matter where you come from, Jim, I think it's important to acknowledge where you've been as well, where you've walked. And as I walked across Wiradjuri country, where I've got an auntie that married into our family, she was from down there, and she'd written this book about Windradyne. And I thought to myself, well, he deserves a song. he was a peacemaker. He was also a staunch warrior as well. And he was one of those people that is remembered down there. There's even a suburb of Bathurst called Wingradine. And the people in Bathurst didn't even realise the character that that suburb was named after until they heard this song. So being able to take a story back to someone's country about someone from there who I thought was worth definitely writing a song for is really important. It's one of the most important songs on the record to me. I think every song's important on there, but that one in particular, Wingradine, is something that it really made me appreciate driving through that country again when I knew I had a message to deliver back to those people.
Mm-hmm. Troy, you've been a bit mean, only giving us 15 minutes to yarn with you today. Last time we spoke, we had a good hour and you went off and had a cup of tea and came back and yarned with us. So we'll have to just have
I'm
to take...
Happy, I'm happy to push it. I'm happy to push it here. You just keep going until the next one starts ringing over.
Okay, look, you started your tour back in May in Casino. All the shows have been sold out by the things and you're heading heading off to Margaret River. Have you been to Broome and Derby? Yes, you have. Earlier, they were sold out too. So, what's the biggest? What's the biggest reward for you in these tours? I mean, you've mentioned that if you don't sing certain songs, you'll be lucky to get out of the venue. What's the biggest outcome for you in these places?
Look, I think just the feedback from the people when they go out to the desk and talk to my manager Roxanne, they normally go out and they will talk about a song or whatever that affected them, you know, on their way through and on the show. And the biggest reward for me is hearing the different people sort of navigate their way through what they're trying to tell Roxanne at the desk about which song affected them the most. And they're all different, you know. Some of them really, really love something like Some Days, like we did at the NRL Grand Final. They just can see themselves in there. And like I say, that song started with me having a shave in the mirror and seeing my dad's face for the first time in a long time, you know, because I'm getting old now.
Mm.
And when people hear that and they hear the yarn that's associated with it, that's affected them. But I think that's, for me, Jim, to hear people have connected with songs is why I do this. It's not really for anything else. It's about connection and sharing stories. And we've got so many stories that are still yet to be told. Look at the ones you're telling now about your country over there.
Mm.
I refuse to go to Rocknest Island, you know?
Yeah, same here.
Because to me, that place is not about the quokkas. It's about pain, suffering and death. And I feel I don't want to go there until everyone's made their peace with what's gone on there, you know?
Mm.
And that's how I feel. Like I say, there's so many stories to tell, so many truths to be told, but bringing everyone to the table is the most important part. And I think, look, that's what this show is all about. And when we play the Astor Theatre is a beautiful place where we're going to play there on October 19. And I want to bring people to the table to listen and to be inspired and to walk with us and not run from stuff like the
truth, Tony and I we're off to do two screenings today, Genocide in the Wildflower State, because WA is famous for its wildflowers, but also famous for removal of children. And when you think about that and what's happening around the world, you have to really think and perhaps shudder, because you know we're not alone in this world, and how Breed Out the Colour was part of the policy of the day. Troy, look, it's great to have you on the show. I'm sure Tony's really dying to ask a word.
For me, Troy, I'm a real lover of country music. I listen to your music. I also listen to, some of these blokes from America over the times as well. And country music always has a story. The songs have stories and meaning. And that's what I really love about country music, because people tell it writing stories about their own personal journeys, their struggles, their ups and downs in life, and, the good times and, even with sorrow. Country music is, for me, really is a pinnacle, and it really touches the heart every time you hear the music, because it's a really, really meaningful message.
I think you're right, Tony. For me, the first thing that got me in as a little fella was listening to a record player at my Nan and Pop's house, because I spent the first 10 years of my life with my Nan and Pop through mum's circumstances, And I got to learn a little bit about country music, but what got me in, I think, was the stories. Wow. And because I lost my Nan and Pop when I was 9, I lost Pop. When I was 10, I lost my Nan. And they were my whole world while Mum and I lived there, you know. And it was the country music that I listened to that gave me something to relate to, because sorry business is a heavy, heavy thing in our culture. But it gave me a place to hide. And the songs I loved were pretty much the sadder the better, you know. I don't know, funny how we all talk about that. But the ones that we all absolutely love when we sit around the fire at home or at our men's camp are the real sad ones.
It's kind of like our bloodlines.
It's those real tear-jerking songs, ain't they?
And everyone will say, oh, which George Jones song do you want us to sing? Everyone will go, oh, look, the sadder the better.
The one
about the wife leaving and taking the baby, you know?
Look, we're having a lot of fun here, but I guess you got to go. Thanks so much for being on Moodish Mag, RTR FM, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM.
It's Troy Cassadaly here. You're tuned in to Moodish Mag, RTR FM. Don't move that dial.
great. Thanks, Troy. TCD, I mean, I guess you get called that all the time. Can you thank Dixie for arranging this? And, look, appreciate your time. We'll say hello to you when you're over here on the 19th. So you've got a few concerts to go, and looking forward to seeing you this time. And I've missed you the last few times. Troy Cassadaly, thank you for being a guest on RTR FM, Moodish Mag.
Thanks, Troy, and look forward to seeing you soon, brother.
No worries, Tony. And Jim, if I don't get to see you, I'll be very disappointed.
So get on your bud.
Just make it.
There you go, brother.
A cup of tea.
Cheers, brother. See ya.
No worries. See ya.
See ya, brother.